RadioMD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Welcome back, folks, and we're in for a real treat. You probably don't know about the American Academy of Ophthalmology and how it helps engage and educate the public on eye diseases, conditions, and even trains our doctors. We're so fortunate to have Dr. Philip Rizzuto here with us today, who's a Providence, Rhode Island oculoplastic surgeon that does eyes and plastics, who is the Academy of Ophthalmology's Secretary of Communication. He not only does that, he does the walk besides the talk, and he oversees the service of the Rhode Island Free Eye Clinic and Health Clinic. Phil, thanks so much for being with us, and can you tell us a little bit about the Academy?
Thanks so much for having me, Dr. Abel. The American Academy of Ophthalmology is the largest organization representing eye physicians and surgeons in the world. We have over 23,000 members, and our membership obviously is mostly based here in the United States, and we have over 93% to 94% of all American ophthalmologists are members of the Academy. And what's wonderful is our international presence and our international membership continues to grow. It's an organization that stands up for and advocates for our physician members to provide them with information so that they can better care for their patients. One of the things we're most proud of is our ability to help educate new ophthalmologists and work with the residents and bring what we call YOs, young ophthalmologists, into the organization to let them know how the American Academy of Ophthalmology can help them as well.
Well, you know, it's interesting that people do not realize that there are certain organizations that do something beyond collecting money. I mean, the amount of service that the Academy does, I mean, for what it does for patients. Can you share about some of the efforts in patient education and free care?
Absolutely. So with regards to patient education, I've had the privilege to be working with the Academy for over 15 years in different roles. Some of them have been in advocacy roles, representing members. But one of the things that I'm most proud of is I spent many years as a member of the Patient Education Committee, and then I served as chairman of the Patient Education Committee before I became the Secretary of Communications. The Patient Education Committee is a dedicated team of 20 or so physicians representing all aspects of ophthalmology. As your listeners may be aware or maybe they're not aware, ophthalmology is a very broad subspecialty, myself being someone who concentrates in oculoplastic or facial plastic and reconstructive surgery or surgery around the eyes. But there's cornea specialists and retina specialists and pediatric specialists and glaucoma specialists, to name a few. Our patient education committee has representatives of all these subspecialties working with us to provide information for our physician members, who then can pass that information on to their patients to better educate them regarding eye health, eye disease, prevention, potential treatments. And one of the things I love and I'm very proud of is providing the information for patients to think about what their disease process is, understand their disease process, make decisions regarding their treatment, but empowering them to take responsibility for their care, working with their American Academy of Ophthalmology member who's providing this information from the Patient Education Committee. It's just a wonderful team of docs that put so much state-of-the-art, up-to-date information out there to help people better take better care of their eyes, better care of the vision, and help themselves.
Putting that into context, I don't know if people realize that the breadth of ophthalmology is related to the fact that 80% of our sensory connection to the world is visual, and 40% of the brain is uses the pupil and the eye for intake of information, most of which we're not even conscious about. And so eyes are so vital to our society. And the Academy protects people by training physicians to be more aware and more compassionate.
So I couldn't agree with you more. And we always say the eyes are the window of the soul. Well, there's a we'd like to think that that soul is the essence of who we are and the most of who we are. So when you talk about the percentages of the brain that are involved with vision, it certainly makes sense that statement's true. We continually at the Academy think of better ways to get this information to our patients. We've recently released a everything today, as you say, is so visual. We've recently released a set of videos that our patients can look at, because everything's been in print for so many years, and everything is digital, and everything is on tablets and computers and mobile devices and handhelds. And when you go to the doctor's office, more and more you're seeing interactive video content. So we've redone a significant number of our patient or informed consent and our patient education videos to provide a format so patients can better understand what's going on with their disease process and how we can help them. The other thing that I think is fascinating as far as our patient education team goes, we looked at these videos and we looked at the scripts we were reading, and one of our members was saying, how do we make this so that patients can understand this better? And sitting around at this group of very bright, but more importantly, very caring people, we came up with better ways so that we as docs could share the information with patients. And the goal was to make sure that the patients got it, that they understood it. And it was so much fun to rewrite these things and rewrite the scripts. And the feedback that we've gotten from our physician members, and most importantly from their patients, have been that it's very, very well received. So we're constantly trying to get information out there so that people can utilize what the American Academy of Ophthalmology shares with its members to help their patients better care for themselves.
And since an eye exam is sometimes so brief, what you have done is that the Academy tests ophthalmologists every 10 years to make sure they're up to date, and so at least make sure they really are aware of every aspect.
Correct. That's our maintenance certification program is one of those things where, if you think about it, wow, don't you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can and you have all the tools to care the best you can for your patients? So we go through a certification process every 10 years that we have to sit and take exams and make sure that all the current information is up to date. And thankfully, another group of our education program provides this information to surgeons and to members so that the maintenance of certification program continues to grow and the docs can be up to date. Another aspect of education is the basic clinical science course that we produce for the young ophthalmologists, for ophthalmology residents coming through their training. We have another team of hundreds of ophthalmologists who help to write these books and make sure the content and information is as state of the art as possible, so that residents in training can come out and understand and have the tools to be the best and most up-to-date ophthalmologists they can be.
It's amazing. I was on one of the founders of the Committee of International Ophthalmology, and I lobbied to get the foreign ophthalmologists as members and not fellows. And I think that's broadened our whole exposure. I'm sorry we've run out of time, but we have to do this again, Dr. Rizzuto. And it's really special and speaks legends that you're both a surgeon and an educator and a compassionate physician, and I'm delighted to be a colleague with you. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Stay well, be well.